You know, I know what it feels like to be on your journey. You know, when you're going through that transitional period in your life where some people are coming out of situations that they may have been in a very long time. And, you know, they're trying to regroup, trying to get to know themselves, you know. I would tell anybody, if you're coming out of a long relationship, you know, it's really imperative that you find who you are, you know. And it's not about being good for the next person. I hate when people say that, oh, you know, I'm going to be good for the next person and all that. No, it ain't about all of that. It's about you becoming a great person and you develop your own self-awareness. And I think that we lose sight of that because, you know, at the end of the day, nobody really want to be alone. I get it, but I think sometimes being alone is good. Is good. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with being alone because you gotta know how to feel. You gotta know what it's like to be by yourself before you be with anybody, right? You know, and that's how you grow. You know, when you're honest with yourself. And I was, and if you're not honest with yourself, you know, how you gonna be honest to anybody else? You gotta know who you are before you even establish any type of relationship with anybody, whether it be in a relationship or with your friends, or your relatives, whoever. You know, I think that some people just live this big lie. You know, they live like this big lie where they just say things that you want to hear just to make you feel better. And that's not the way to be. It's not the way to be. And we live in that society. And it's just weird to me sometimes. It's like, you know, we're all just saying things that we want people to hear. But if you honestly brutal with yourself and know who you are, you feel a lot better. Because then people can accept you for who you are. You know, I think sometimes people, we live like this lie that we think things are just going to be one way. And it's not. It's not that way. And they get surprised or get blindsided. Oh, why could you do this to me? Because nobody's not telling the truth. Nobody's not telling the truth. And I think it's important to tell the truth. The truth will set you free. And that comes from being by yourself. So when you do meet people, you can have an honest, brutal, you know, an honest, sincere conversation with them. And if that person chooses to stay around you, whatever, then that's cool. You know, that's real cool. And if they don't, they're not for you. It would, trust me, it would break down the process really simple. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, yo, man, I really get enjoyment of just like getting in my car on a nice Sunday evening when it's warm out, even though it's about to get cold out. But on a nice, like, warm day, drop top, man, listening to some music, yo. Just self-reflecting, man, watching the sunset, man. That shit be dope, man. You get a real peace of mind. You be centered. You're centered. When you in that center space and everything is just calm, you get to reflect on a lot of things in life, man, on your journey, man. And I went through a lot of that in my 30s, like learning really how to be by myself. I'm 40 now. Yeah, I'm 40. I'm 40 and I'm cool with that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of my 30s was just like really understanding the true meaning of being by myself and understanding who I am as a person, because I never had a chance to even get like that. You know, one relationship I was in was for 3 and another one was for 7. You know, those are a total of 10 years. You know, so I didn't know what it was to be in my 20s. I didn't have an identity. I didn't really feel like my identities were till my late 20s, early 30s. My 30s is when it began, because then I started to understand certain things. I went through some trials, some tribulations. I went through some hiccups. I went through some self-reflection. I went through everything, man. I had to battle with myself because I didn't know who I was. I thought I did, but you know, you start finding out things about yourself that you ain't found out before. You be like, yo, I ain't know this about myself, yo. You know, this is important. You know, that's why they say, oh, in your 20s, you know, you gotta, you know, figure out who you are. Well, I ain't had that because I was in two relationships. Well, I was in two. One was for 3, one was for 7. And then when I got in my 30s, man, I was just like, I'm just going to have fun. And not even fun, just fun with myself, knowing myself and know who I am. And then when you come into that full circle, when you understand who you are, your conversations become different, your love become different, everything becomes different in your life, you know? It's important, you know? And, you know, I'm at an age now where it's kind of weird now, especially on like the dating scene or whatever, or whatever the case may be. You get people that's like, they want to get married and have kids and shit, and I'm at a point in my life, I just, you know, I have a daughter, so it's kind of like, for me, man, I think that, you know, marriage stage is not for me, and I don't knock it. I feel like, you know, you can always, I think love is a beautiful thing. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. You know, if you get married, it's a beautiful thing. I don't knock marriage. I think it's great. I think if y'all want to go out there and get married, do you. I think for me, I don't want to get married. I was telling somebody, I don't want to get married. I'd rather have a real good commitment with somebody, a friendship with somebody. And I think that's important to me. And it's very spiritual, you know. And that's my own being. That's my choice, you know. Like, some people, you get judged off of that. You know, they be like, oh, for real, you don't want to get married? It's like, no, I don't want to get married. I don't want to sign no papers. I don't want to do that. And that's just my own personal belief. You know, I don't knock anybody else for what they want to do, but this is what I want to do. I just want to share a commitment with somebody, be with somebody. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I think a lot of people don't know how to be with each other because people just lie. They want to hurry up. They want to get things done. They get the house. They get the marriage. And then they be miserable. But you know what's funny throughout all that is that I find people to be very happy that are homeless, that are together. You ever see two people that are homeless that are together? They be like the happiest couple ever. You know, because it's a genuine love there. You know what I mean? This is something I found on my journey. And I was just like, yo, man, a genuine love is important. The unconditional love is important for both people, man and woman. You know? And then once you have that, you have everything. You know, in that aspect of the relationship. You know, but we're rich in person when you're healthy and you have good things going for yourself and just being appreciative. You know, I think we're all just fighting each other and just mad at each other and just yelling at each other and just, and I'm like, yo, everybody's journey different. Not everybody's the same. You know, we're trying to follow a dialogue that's not built for everybody. Not everybody's built for marriage. Not everybody's built to go to college. I mean, it's a systematic situation where as though we're prone with, you know, to these things, like we're programmed to think that these are the things that are right. And like that, these are not things that are right for everybody, you know. And people got to stop thinking like, okay, you know, then you get, oh, you don't want to get married. No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill. Like, I'm not judging you. You know what I'm saying? What you don't want to do, you know. So I feel like a lot of people probably lost great relationships because of that barrier of that one little thing about marriage, you know. And like I said, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's all great. But man, I said, you know, once you know yourself and know who you are as a person and know where you're going, man, it'll open up crazy doors. Because nobody can take it away from you when you're yourself and you're blatantly just free. That's the whole key, is being really free, man. Being really free, feeling good about yourself, knowing what you're doing. And I encourage everybody to be free. Whatever how you feel, speak your mind, speak your truth, speak your heart. Be honest. Nobody out here is flawless. We all got flaws. We're all in work in progress. You know, we're all trying to find ways to be better. At least the ones that are genuine are. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but for the ones out there that are and just trying to feel like they're trying to find answers, stop trying to find answers that you know the answers to. I kind of feel like people already know the answers, man. We go into YouTube searching for answers, looking at these blogs and podcasts and what they got saying. At the end of the day, at one point, this shit didn't exist and you had to live your life. And how you lived your life, and you found your own answers. Because we can't speak for everybody. I can't speak for you. And you can't speak for me. But you know your heart and you know if it's going in the right direction, everything works out. People are trying to find and search for answers to make themselves feel better. And 9 times out of 10, the shit ain't even for you. You know, people speak things on things and just think this shit is for you. This shit ain't for you. We think when we look at a podcast or whatever the case, oh shit, they right. Half the time they ain't even speaking to you. It sounds good, but it ain't for you. You know? I feel like go live your journey, live your life, you know, and have fun and do what you do. You know, don't put too much emphasis and expectations on people. That's the problem. People put so much expectations and time and all that on people. When it's your time, it's your time, yo. You know, you can't live somebody else's time. You got to live yours. And trust me, man, the powers that be know when the right time is for you, because you got to be built for it when you come your way. I don't want nothing that comes easy. You know, I want things that come that's earned, so that way I can tell other people how to get those things. You know, and have stories about it and lectures about it and encourage people about it. And this is what I went through. And that's the good thing about life, man. It has its turns, its twists, its ups and downs. And it's about what you react when you become with adversity. Are you going to you gonna attack life, or you gonna let life attack you? You know, so it's important out there for everybody to take it easy, take it calm. You know, don't go on the internet and let it consume you so much and let it dictate your life, because at the end of the day, when those phones go off, you got your life, you got your only life, and you have every day to make things right, and you can drastically change it anytime you want to. So always remember that, because it's important. You know, don't try to compare yourself with everybody else's life. And you know what? I know we hear this all the time. We all do. We hear it. We hear it all the time about everybody's life, everybody's situation, everybody's, like, we just hear about it. And we feel like, oh, this should be me, whatever. No, you right where you need to be at. Take every day as a blessing and work towards whatever you got to get. And don't worry about what's going on to your left and to your right. Have laser focus, you know, in the friendships and bonds you'll build along your way. And you know when somebody's for you. You know exactly when things are for you. It'll just happen organically. But, you know, you can't push yourself into, you know, things that think it's going to happen for you. Because the more you ask for something, most likely, the more you keep asking for it, most likely you won't get it. If you know you want to get married, put it out there you want to get it, and then leave it alone. Eventually, the people will come around, you know. No, but when you edging on things and I need this, I need a car, I need to graduate, I need all that, and then we have all those things, you still ain't happy. Find happiness, yo. Happiness is in your heart, it's true. You know, don't try to solve all the problems, because you can't. Don't try to look at all the things and try to dictate it. You can't. Don't try to know everything they don't need it, that you already know the answers to. Because the problem is with society is that we're searching for something that, like I told you, that we already know. You know things, I know things, we all know things. So keep it in perspective. You know, if you know the stove is hot, you know not to touch it, right? And just apply that to your life. You know, and if you apply it to your life, I promise you things will flourish, things will grow, things will happen for you. And that's just off a reaction. You know, you learn as you go along. And the more you learn, the more you have an understanding, the better off you is. You know, but stop trying to look for answers that you already know the answers to. And I'm talking about for yourself, not answers to anybody else. Your answers. You know your answers. You know them. You know what you shouldn't or shouldn't be doing. You know when it's time and you know when it's not. You know all these things. So trust the process. Trust your journey. Trust yourself. And most importantly, remember this always. To remember. Always remember. You know, I say this all the time. To love yourself. Because loving yourself is truly important. Without loving yourself, you can't love anybody. Without taking care of yourself, you can't help nobody. So self-love is always important. And I've always said that to people. You know, walk away with a smile. Be happy. Be gracious. And just, instead of spreading the weird energy, spread the positive energy. Don't get me wrong. I sometimes probably get on here talk crazy, but, you know, maybe that's what I'm feeling at the time. But most likely, I just want everybody to win and be great. And that's what I'm here for, to spread positivity through the airwaves. You may get a little weird podcast here and there, but sometimes that's needed too. So just remember that always, and remember to love yourself. Be grateful, be kind, be peaceful. Love yourself, treat yourself. Life's good. I'm out. Peace.